Good morning, guys. For those of you who would like to boost your immune system, go to Alaska Chaga in the description box, click on that link, and remember you get 10% off and free freight for being from the channel. And then if you'd like to give a review of a company, you got a story to tell, go to communityreviews.org. Tremendous platform. Type in your information and let the world know what you have to say. That's communityreviews.org. And then if you'd like to learn more about USANA vitamins, go to into the description box, and all the information is there for Robert, for USANA, or you can go into the comment section, click on Robert's name. It's all right there. People are having tremendous success using USANA vitamins. Why, you ask? Because they're all natural. There's no fillers in them, and they're designed to be absorbed by your body. So, you know, if you want to call Robert, his phone number's in there. It's so easy. He's great to talk to. And then for those of you who want to learn or you enjoy using CBD products, go to martinbrodellcbd.com. Those two are pure. There's no fillers in them. If you're from the military, you get 5% off. Let's go ahead and dig into some of the stuff here from Brenda. Let's start with this here. Message from Polish Owl. So it says here, this is a must read. The Bidens own 10% of a Chinese lithium ion battery company whose stock has soared almost 300% since Biden was elected. Afghanistan's biggest mineral is lithium, valued between $1 trillion to $3 trillion. China was already in talks with the Taliban before Biden's Afghan debacle. China moves in and takes over the lithium market, and the Bidens profit off of all of this at the expense of American lives. It's all making sense now. This is, like I say, E&D. And E&D is expose and disclose. Exposure and disclosure. And then this here. Interesting. I hope you can read this. So Melissa Tate says Anthony Fauci is 84, Klaus Schwab's 84, Soros is 94, Pelosi, she's 82, McConnell is 80, Joe Biden is 80, Founding Fathers, James Monroe, 18, Aaron Burr, 20, Alexander Hamilton, 21, James Madison, 25, Thomas Jefferson, 33, John Adams, 40, George Washington, 44. Interesting, the age difference there. Yeah, pretty amazing. And then this here, we're going to see more and more. We're going to see this more and more. It says here, if you have taken any COVID vaccine, it's got a hand up. It says here, to assure the safety of ourselves and our existing clients, please be advised that Sun City Silver cannot allow entry to individuals who have taken the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. If you have taken any one of these toxic potions, please contact us by email. That would be sovereignize@gmail.com or call the 250-763-2428. And we may be able to conduct business with you over the internet or phone. Orders can be delivered to your door, probably, is what it says. Yeah, shedding is real. And then this here, it's as posted on Telegram by Live Free. My child does not eat this garbage.
So we're shopping right now at Walmart in Mexico, and I thought something that was really interesting that you probably have never seen before. So in the U.S., we have a lot of cereal boxes that have cartoon characters on it. Well, check out what they look like here. So not only do they cover it, they talk about the calories and they make it big and bold. And then in the top right, it says excessive calories, excessive sugars, and excessive sodium. Can you imagine a world where you see Frosted Flakes without Tony the Tiger on them? So yeah, that's what we've noticed so far in Mexico. So it's pretty interesting to see how they really take it serious about how they expose what's in food. And they don't want cartoon characters to influence kids to get things that are unhealthy. It's pretty cool.
Interesting. That's down in Mexico. And they don't want down there. I mean, they're very honest about what's in the food down there. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and go over some of the other stuff here. So the WEF hires fuel cars to drive elites around Davos. Electric cars are unreliable. So the, as it says here, Japanese journalist Masako Ganaha spoke to a chauffeur who drives the WEF VIPs around. He told her he was prohibited by the elites from using electric cars to transport the VIPs around. The WEF has made some charges this year. Davos has a heliport so that VIPs can fly around in helicopters again. In addition, there is no longer a CO2 limit for cars. Twitter boss Elon Musk finds it ironic that the WEF VIPs prefer fuel cars, as a Tesla Model Y is a best-selling car in Switzerland. In other words, plug-in cars for the commoners and cars using fossil fuels for the elites. This is all E&D. Absolutely. E&D. And then this here. Swedish climate brat Greta Thunberg attacks Davos elites who are mostly fueling the destruction of the planet for prioritizing self-greed, corporate greed. So, when the creation turns on the creators, yeah, they created her. Earlier this week, Greta Thunberg was arrested for protesting open pit coal mining in Germany, as world media breathlessly recounted. Greta was detained by German authorities for protesting again in a new coal mine. New videos that have emerged seem to show the whole stunt was staged. And so what isn't staged these days? It's all staged. Anyway, so on Thursday, climate change conspiracy theorist and mainstream media darling Greta Thunberg joined Bloomberg on the sidelines of the WEF. During the discussion, Greta suddenly changed her tune and began attacking those who were assisting her in promoting her climate change agenda. She said, basically, the people who are mostly fueling the destruction of the planet, the people who are at the very core of the climate crisis, the people who are investing in fossil fuels, etc., and yet somehow these are the people that we seem to rely on solving our problems, where they have proven time and again that they are not prioritizing. Greta continued by saying that these elites attending the WEF summit in Davos are prioritizing self-greed, corporate greed, and short-term economic profits. And so, yes, once again, it's E&D. Now, did the Alliance get a hold of little Greta? I'm sure they did. I have no doubt. And then this here. So, conservative student group mobilizes thousands of activists to push for school choice. So, Young Americans for Liberty, that's YAL, a conservative student group, is focused on advancing school choice legislation in 14 states through door-to-door knocking and support of lawmakers. YAL is focusing on increasing universal school choice efforts, specifically education savings account programs, which give taxpayer funds to students outside of the public and charter school system. There is definitely an organic movement of parents, and we're just trying to add wind to their sails. Our focus will be on things like knocking on thousands and thousands of doors in the districts of state legislators to encourage them to move the bill in their state and to do the right thing. Brendan Steinhauser, YAL Chief Strategy Officer, told the Daily Caller News Foundation. So, as we know, education is going to get changed a lot. And I do mean a lot. How quickly, I don't know. Probably quicker than we realize. And kids are going to be learning quantumly. And in fact, the people who are left here on Earth will be, may all, we, you know, if I'm one of them, we will all be learning quantumly. And I don't take it for granted that I'm going to be one of those staying here. I may be going to a planet where there are, where we can all ascend. Anyway, moving on to, for those of you who are wondering what I'm talking about, there's no way that people who are stuck in 2 and 3D can exist with those that are of a higher dimension, can do it. And it's my understanding that they will be removed. I have no idea, no idea. But anyway, they will be removed and taken to another planet where they can ascend. Brazil, Lula's role models are Mao, Castro, Adolf Hitler. Bolsonaro says he will not go back. And so despite Lula regime continues to hold 1,398 political prisoners in Brazil who are being denied basic amenities such as pillows, blankets, hygiene products, Communist Sao Paulo Forum founder Lula da Silva once praised Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, and Adolf Hitler as his role models. Former President Jair Bolsonaro said he will not return to Brazil at the moment. And no, he will return. What they've done apparently is remove him until they get everything cleaned up down there. And so basically it's just they removed him in order to keep him safe. And then a Pennsylvania woman kills parents, dismembers bodies with chainsaw. Ouch, wow. So a Pennsylvania woman allegedly shot both of her elderly parents in the head before mutilating their bodies with a chainsaw over the course of 9 days. Verity Beck, 49, was charged with double homicide after police found her parents, Reed and Miriam Beck, in different stages of dismemberment. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin R. Steele said Wednesday an autopsy found that the couple, both in their 70s, were each shot once in the head at close range. An autopsy, let's see here. We hope and pray that that happened first. Yeah, indeed. I mean, what a messed up individual. My word. You know, and you wonder, it's like, so does evil still exist? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? What, you know, it's like, yeah, it's at our level here that it still exists, unfortunately. And then Texas becomes first state to potentially outlaw chemtrails. So it says here that in a new petition, the group Clean Skies Texas is collecting signatures to ask state representatives to pass laws banning dangerous atmospheric aerosol spraying without prior approval and testing of the chemicals being sprayed. So, in other words, they want to make sure that what is being sprayed is good stuff, not the shit that's been put on us for umpteen years. And then the World Economic Forum, it says, Americans must be stripped of First Amendment rights for their own good. E&D, major expose and disclose, absolutely. And it says the WEF has declared that the U.S. First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech and freedom of the press, must be consigned to history in order to allow for a successful reboot of humanity. So, yes, E&D, this is really what they're all about, you bet. And then here I see a little blurb over here, Kirsten Gillibrand. I stand by Biden despite sexual assault scandal. E&D again. Yeah, we're actually a major E&D for sure. And then update, 7 Antifa militants charged with domestic terrorism following deadly shooting outside police training facility near Atlanta. So, says Georgia law enforcement officials arrested 7 far-left militants on domestic terrorism charges following a deadly shooting Wednesday just outside the Cop City Police Training Center near Atlanta that left one militant dead and a Georgia State Police trooper wounded. All 7 suspects are from out of state. And this is the shit that the special forces are working to clean up. Absolutely. You know, you look at some of these people here and some look fairly normal. You would never suspect anything bizarre from most of these people here. you know, if you saw them walking down the street. But these are some very mentally screwed up people. Absolutely. And then rock legend David Crosby, dead at 81, died from COVID, perhaps, question mark. So as reported late Thursday that David Crosby, who was likely vaccinated, died from COVID. Sources tell me Crosby died from COVID. He was most likely vaccinated, but may have had comorbidities. It says the Crosby, born in Los Angeles, was a founding member of the Byrds, and Crosby still in Nash. And so anyway, yeah, a lot of these people who got vaxxed, yeah, they are regretting it, to say the least. And then delusional neocon Nikki Haley continues to tease 2024 run against Trump. It says here, Haley discussed her intentions during an appearance on FNC's special report on Thursday. Is she serious? Is it just smoke and mirrors just to keep you busy? My guess is that, I mean, I doubt that she's serious. I think it's just smoke and mirrors. It's just meant to keep everybody busy while the alliance gets things done behind the scenes. And then we shouldn't be asking how easy it is to change gender, but how easy it is for a predator to get access to children. Exactly. British Conservative MP Miriam Cates gave a powerful speech in the UK House of Commons criticizing transgender males in female bathrooms and fearing that predators will exploit any loophole that they can find to get access to children. In a restaurant recently, I had an experience where a man dressed as a woman walked into the toilets where I was on my own. He stood behind me and stared at me in the mirror, looking me in the eye. Kate said, I have no idea whether he intended me any harm, but my evolved instinct as a woman was to be frightened because, unlike in almost any other species, women are less powerful than men and cannot defend ourselves. Heckles, no, it is a fact. Women are evolved to be wary of men in intimate spaces, Kate said, which is why we have single-sex spaces and why they must continue to exist for the safety and privacy of women. Kate was immediately and viciously attacked by the groomer lobby for even mentioning women and children's safety from perverts. The people there that are all for that crap, they will get removed. They will be dealt with. Of that, I have no doubt. And, yeah, good for her. And then MSNBC, it's a lizard, get this, it's a lizard people conspiracy theory to believe WEF is promoting bug eating. So MSNBC has declared that anybody who dares to question the intentions of the WEF is a conspiracy theorist who believes in lizard people. Major, major E&D here. Sneaking that lizard people in to get people thinking, it's like, well, maybe I need to look into this. So the far left network interviewed Semaphore editor-in-chief Ben Smith, who slammed Elon Musk for whipping up conspiracies about the Davos elite on Twitter after Musk described the WEF as an unelected world government. And anyway, yeah. It says Smith mocked Musk's assertion and claimed that Musk is with the crazy right wing, people who think that CEOs are gathering to make you take vaccines and to eat bugs. And wow. This expose and disclose thing here, it's really ratcheting up big time. And I mean big time. And then Al, I want to be a man Gore. So how Al Gore amassed a $330 million climate fortune by terrifying everyone. Well, he didn't terrify everyone. He just terrified a whole bunch of idiots. And so anyway, and he had the deep state behind him. So anyway, former vice president and 2000 presidential election loser Al Gore has spent his post-political career warning anyone who will listen that the Earth is in its death throes due to global warming, now called climate change because somehow that's better. His 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, amassed 49 million as the world box office and catapulted Al into the top ranks of climate hysterics. And he's never looked back, constantly jetting to meetings around the world to preach his truth. This week he's at the WEF in Davos, Switzerland, because of course he is. Anyway, so keep in mind, years ago when he was warning everybody, it's like, we're going to fall into the ocean, the ocean's going to come up. He bought like an $8 million mansion about 200 feet from the ocean out in California. Yeah, that's how much he believed in the shit he was saying. And then this here, NFL Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy accused of right-wing extremism over pro-life stance. And by the way, the reason I call Al Gore, Al, I want to be a man Gore, is because he hired, I think it was Donna Brazile, he paid her $15,000 a month to tell him how to be an alpha male when he was running against Bill Clinton. Anyway, so Hall of Fame football coach Tony Dungy has sparked outrage in the liberal media after announcing his plans to attend the March for Life in Washington, D.C. on Friday. The NFL and NBC are now criticized for coddling his right-wing extremism. While it seems that the tolerant left would support Dungy, who was the first black NFL coach to win the Super Bowl, he does not adhere to all of their strict rules, including being pro-abortion. Therefore, he does not qualify for their inclusive love and support. Yeah, he's a good guy. And anyway, excuse me. He says, tomorrow Lauren and I will be in Washington, D.C., attending the 2023 March for Life. Excuse me. He said, it will be my first time at the march, and I'm looking forward to joining my friend Benjamin Watson and thousands of others who will be there to support those unborn babies who don't have a voice. Excuse me. Anyway, that's great. Good for him. And that this here CIA director holds clandestine meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky to plot endless war with Russia. This is END. CIA director William Burns secretly traveled to Kiev 1 week excuse me, 1 week ago to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in order to plot ways to elongate war with Russia. The exact discussions during the meeting are still being withheld from the public, but the CIA and Zelensky have mutual interest in keeping the war going for as long as possible. I don't understand for a moment the burdens, the challenges that this war poses for Ukrainians first and foremost, but for all of us who support Ukraine, Burns said last month. But strategically, I think in many ways, Putin's war has thus far been a failure for Russia. So, yes, that's like major, major END. Absolutely. Let's see what else here. That looks to be it for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks, or cash in mail. Thank you. And thank you so much for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Alaska Chaga Tea, Hero Soap Company, CommunityReviews.org, USANA Vitamins, Martin Brudel, CBD.com, Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, Bears Products. God bless y'all and have a great day. Bye-bye now.